On the show today, we have eGain's very own Evan Siegel and GreenPath's very own Rick Bialobreski talking about financial wellness. And they have created this virtual financial coach to help members and credit unions with their financial wellness. And then also we talk about why the banking industry struggles to move the needle in the financial wellness area. So check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Evan Siegel from eGain right next to me. Evan, how are you, sir?
Great, Michael. How are you doing today? Thanks for having
me. Oh my gosh, you're very welcome. I'm excited to talk about the topic at hand here. But before we get to the topic, I have to introduce Mr. Rick Bialobreski. Is that right? Did I get it?
Bialobreski, close.
Bialobreski, I'm sorry. I almost got it, darn it, from GreenPath. Rick, how are you?
Great, Michael. Thanks.
Good to have you guys on the show. Today we're talking about virtual financial coach and then why the banking industry kind of struggles to move the needle in the financial wellness area. But I want to start with that first, Evan. And so why is the banking industry struggling in this financial wellness area? Because you, before the recording, you were telling me that you came from kind of a mega bank where you kind of introduced this, but there were some hurdles to jump through. So what's going on here?
Yeah, so I came from a mega bank. I actually stood up a team of financial health bankers. So it was the real thing, real humans. It was a huge success. Customers loved it. Every executive I went and talked to about said, this is the future of banking. However, there were two huge hurdles. One is on the cost side. It's an expensive model. We were spending anywhere from $60 to $100 to coach each customer.
Wow.
Second thing is risk and compliance get worried. Humans can go off script. And as you know, the financial services industry is highly regulated. Yeah. So I really saw that this is the future of banking, financial services. When your customers do well, you as a financial institution do well. You have more capacity for products, higher balances. There's a lot of reasons. And I know Rick has some to add too from his standpoint in financial wellness. But sure. Why don't banks do more and financial institutions, credit unions do more? It's the cost, it's the risk. There's other issues too, why they don't tackle financial wellness. No one owns that. There's very few institutions that have sort of a chief financial wellness yeah. office. And so since it's really in no one's purview and it's in everyone's purview, no one owns it. It doesn't make progress. And a couple more key things to throw on the table is it's hard to measure. That's another reason that sort of folks have it in their vision and values, but they don't make progress against it. Rick, what else would you add?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll just add that it's hard. You know, it's difficult, number one, to engage people. Timing has to be right for somebody to really be serious about improving their financial situation. So, you know, there's teachable moments and there's coachable moments when people, maybe it's an event, maybe it's, you know, they're getting collection calls, they're in issues with debt, they got turned down for a loan. They're just stressed out and decide enough is enough. There has to be a trigger that gets them to the point where they're ready. And then once they're ready, you know, how do you get them engaged and keep them engaged? It's not an easy thing. And it's, as you said, Evan, it's not inexpensive. There are a lot of financial institutions that think, well, financial literacy, you know, is a good thing. And so, you know, they have invested in that, but reading an article, watching a video, taking a course is not enough to make an impact on someone's life and change behavior. You know, so I think there have been efforts to try and address financial wellness, but there hasn't been a lot of traction and success.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a big topic in the credit union industry right now. I mean, it's actually really a hot topic because the industry's biggest conference was held just a few weeks ago, and that was kind of their theme was financial wellness for all. And so you guys are spot on with this, with a virtual financial coach. And so, Evan, I want to start with you on. So explain to us what the virtual financial coach is, because you kind of, sounds like you guys both actually kind of partnered and kind of automated this in some form or fashion. So I'm really curious to see how this works and then how it will benefit a credit union as well as their members.
Yeah. So it's hard to boil it down to just a few simple description. But the way to think of it is it's an AI-powered automated solution delivers Green Path's proven advice. It's literally like you're talking to a Green Path financial wellness counselor. It'll ask you questions about what you're trying to achieve, have a conversation, and then give you bite-sized bits of action that you need to go take. That's part one of the interaction.
Okay.
And by the way, it's infused with a lot of behavioral science. So for instance, it's got something called active planning or active engagement, where active choice, excuse me, where because you're having a conversation, you as the member are having a conversation with the bot, you're much more likely to buy into the action plan that you get because you helped create it. And in fact, when we ask the members at the end, once they've gotten their action plan, is your plan achievable? 77% of them say, yes, it is achievable, okay, because they've helped create it. So part one of the experience is a conversation where you then get an action plan. It might be something like, how do you improve your credit?
Mm-hmm.
Your credit, look for errors, dispute the errors. I'm simplifying, but that's an example of what a plan. Part two is, because we're using eGain's digital engagement platform, which is pretty broad and been in the market for 20 years, it includes behavioral nudges. So after you get your action plan, you get messages via your platform of choice, SMS, Facebook, WhatsApp, that'll check in with you to see if you're making progress on your action plan.
Oh, nice.
If you are, gamified celebration, confetti, good job, Michael. You've taken that first step. You're well on your way to financial wellness. If you didn't make progress, and it's a two-way messaging communication and that follow-up, then we will remind you of what that first step is and make it easy for you to achieve it. Because again, in behavioral science, another point is you want to reduce friction. So it's really a comprehensive experience where you get an action plan and you get ongoing support to complete that action plan.
Oh my gosh. So this is kind of like, I want to say, well, it sounds like, Rick, it could be almost a financial advisor. You're getting there. This is step one in that area from an automated standpoint, right, Rick? Is this kind of the goal that you guys want to reach with this, or what else do you have in mind?
Well, we certainly aren't trying to replace one-on-one counseling.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, that's what GreenPath does all day, every day. But these are deep engagements. They're, you know, hour and a half conversations, deep dives into someone's situation. The reality is we know that some people just don't want to pick up the phone and ask for help like that. You know, they're proud, they're embarrassed, or maybe they're just surfing around online. So, you know, this is a way to really have somebody 24/7, totally anonymous, you know, however they want to do it, whenever they want to do it, have some engagement and get some meaningful advice and start to wade in. And we think it's going to help us reach a lot more people who need the help who we just aren't able to reach today. Mm-hmm.
Now, Evan, is this kind of a solution where the more data this has, the better the AI is going to be, the better the suggestions, the advice, the interaction? Is that kind of how this is going to work?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, it's backed up. Part of eGain's background includes machine learning. We can, over time, sort of where we have these conversations, over time, we'll know, you know what, when people, it's an 8-question series, typically people ask, the bot asks people by the third question. When we get these three answers, we know with 90% probability, here's the right recommendation for that person. So we can short circuit those interview questions. Another thing that we can do is, because the platform is so flexible, is we can do all kinds of A-B testing around those behavioral nudges. We can know by demographic, by segment, start to test what type of nudge is most likely to make the person make progress. Because again, what we're all about, eGain and GreenPath, is helping people make progress on their priorities. I want to say one other thing that really differentiates this too, kind of putting again my old corporate hat back on. One of the things that killed so many when I was a leader in a big bank was killed our change initiatives was the IT team was backed up, right? You know, every IT team has a roadmap that's filled up for 12 to 18 months. So I'd come running in with all these exciting innovations that I'd the IT team would be the buzzkill, right? Nope, can't do it. Got to get in line for 18 months. What we've created here is a 100% turnkey solution. No system integration. The virtual coach gets all it needs by asking the questions of the member. The advice is preloaded because it comes from GreenPath. So we can stand up a new credit union in 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
All they need to do is just put a URL on wherever they want to offer the coach. It takes them 3 minutes of work. So that typical IT blocker, done away with.
Nice. And Rick, I mean, from the member experience or from my experience going on, I guess the credit union's website where this is housed, I'm assuming, or hosted. So what does it look like from the member's standpoint? What do they see? What's their experience from just kind of the user experience?
So it can vary. It depends on how the credit union employs this. And we're testing, you know, a lot of different options right now. We have 30 credit unions who are piloting this right now. You know, it could be on a page that's been created just for the coach or for financial advice. It could be via an email, a follow-up to maybe a loan if you've been turned down for a loan, or there's a marketing campaign that includes links in an email. There's lots of different ways we're testing this with a credit union. And really our focus right now is figuring out how do we, you know, which strategies get the highest engagement, you know, with members. Mm-hmm. So we're learning together with our credit union partners.
Okay. Can it be baked into the mobile banking app? Because, I mean, I see this really effective using this thing. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got three of our partners who are testing with their mobile banking app right now.
Oh, my gosh. So that's a game changer right there, I think. So you guys probably already know that as well. And speaking of which, Evan, you said you had some stats to share with me before.
What we're seeing is we ask people, the members, once they complete the journey, did this add value for you? 88% of them are telling us, yes, this experience. Wow. Was of value. I earlier mentioned, but let me reiterate that when we ask them, when they get their personalized bite-sized action plan, is your plan achievable? They 77% say yes. By the way, one other unique feature of the coach, which we can, if they say no, my plan is not achievable, we also offer them the chance at no cost to the member to have a conversation with the GreenPath financial counselor.
Ah, kind of adjusted, I guess,
about
a little
it.
Bit. Yeah.
High tech and high touch for those that need the high touch.
Oh, I like that.
The free conversation to get if they need that more detailed advice. The third stat, which I will tell you, Michael, blows me away. Something, you know, like I had some hypotheses going into this, but this third stat blows me away. The coach, some people pull their credit report and use the coach to analyze and look over their credit report for errors. 70% of the people that use the coach to look for errors on their credit report are finding an error and then using the coach to dispute that. So the reason I love that stat is it's just meat and potatoes value that the coach is immediately adding in that first interaction with the consumer. And based on my experience at the mega bank, I can tell you that what my team of financial health bankers did, the number one thing we quickly goosed people's credit score was to find an error, get it fixed. That was a way to get a juice to that credit score.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh, that's huge. That is huge. So where can folks, Rick, where can folks find out more about it? Do they go to the GreenPath website or go to your website, Evan? Or where do they go find out more about this stuff?
They can go to either because we're partners. Okay. With us. And if they just Google GreenPath Financial Wellness Virtual Financial Coach,
okay,
they'll go to either one of our websites and we're happy to give demos and get your credit union up and running in 2 hours.
Wow. And you said you have 21 credit unions online already, and then there's what, another 30 piloting it or something? So that's
we're gonna be on our road to 40 that are piloting it. Wow. And then discussions with a bunch of other organizations. There's a lot of interest in this because it's sort of, as you teed up, you know, it's a hot space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are talking credit union really, really well right now.
So credit unions are a huge part of our market. You know, we've got, as GreenPath, we've got over 500 credit union partners throughout the country. And so they're the first ones we wanted to dig in, yeah, you know, with this product.
Ah, so cool. So cool. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add on this one? Oh, this is fantastic. I'm so glad I talked to you today.
So, well, I'll just say, you know, the thing I wanted to throw in is that members, we know members need financial advice.
Of course. Oh my gosh.
And
yeah,
they trust their credit unions. So it's a natural, if they can get it from their credit union, great. If they don't get it from their credit union, they're going to go get it somewhere
else.
From, you know, Uncle John, Aunt Betty, a competitor, someone they see on TV. So I just think, you know, it's critical that credit unions figure out a way to provide this advice for their members.
Indeed. Evan? Anything to add?
I just add by, this is going to be a journey. We would love to come back and tell you as we have more unearth other sort of cool insights as we help thousands, then tens of thousands, then hundreds of thousands of members.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah, bring on a credit union. We can talk about their success story. That would be wonderful. Yeah, that would be really cool. That would be a great episode. So we'll keep that in mind. All right, guys?
Sounds good, Mike.
Good stuff. Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic. Such a value add to a credit union. My gosh, it makes it that much more sticky. So good stuff, guys. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you get back to work. So appreciate the time and look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you. Same here. Excellent.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.